Welcome to the Weight Loss Navigation Podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Gaither, and this is the podcast for those who want to reach their weight loss goals once and for all without feeling frustrated, guilty, or confused. Together, we find what tools work best for you personally and also what will help you feel happy, upbeat, motivated, and in control. Subscribe now and let's help get you to your goal, but also to help you enjoy the journey starting now.
Hello, hello. So this week we are talking about some of the things that can just get you mentally demotivated. And we're discussing, of course, ideas on how to turn those things around, get yourself back on track, and shift your mentality and your mindset into that more productive, ready to go mentality. Now, there's so many things in this world that definitely work against you. And while that's something to recognize and let's look at it and see what we can do to avoid those problems, it's definitely not a reason to just throw in the towel. We can work around them. Don't worry. So today, though, I just wanted to talk about some outside factors. Like, we a lot of times talk about the internal factors that get your mindset off track, the way that your brain works, the different ways that something can trigger you to create unhealthy habits. And there's also outside factors, things like out externally in society. Definitely now that we have the internet, there's a huge influence that can get you demotivated. And that is when you start comparing yourself to others, especially online on the internet. Everyone's showcasing the most glossy, polished version of themselves possible. And you know that that's not real life, but it's still very difficult to remember that sometimes. A lot of times you have to remind yourself that, guess what? People are not perfect. They are not completely glamorous. Their days are not 100% filled with sunshine and roses and butterflies. It's not like Snow White getting up in the morning and the bluebirds are singing and Cinderella, who's got the little birds floating around, like helping her make the bed. It's not like that, but it's very clear to see why you can get that impression, and it can maybe start affecting you, even if maybe you don't even realize it. And so, like, when I started to first coach people through their weight loss goals, it was 2009. I think Facebook was just really gaining some momentum. MySpace was slowly losing momentum. I really dated myself there, didn't I? So Twitter was gaining some traction. Instagram wasn't even a thought, neither was TikTok, Snapchat, all these other things that have come to be ways that you can continuously be bombarded by constant flows of information and thoughts and other people's opinions and constant content. And people have gotten savvier over the years as far as how to develop that content. If you think about the fact that when I was a kid, just having a filter like there is here on Zoom, or like there is here when I can look at this, I can make my voice all echoey if I decide to. I have the ability. Something like that when I was a kid was like top-notch, you know, movie production quality. We can, on our cell phones, in our free apps, change ourselves to look old and have wrinkles and see like what we'd look like if we were 100. And it's literally free. Like, how far have we come in that we can have top movie production quality on our phones, in our hands, 24/7, just through our cell phone? And it's not even something that we have to pay extra for. It's just built right in. It's like a freebie. So that is something that you have to take into consideration. It used to be, you know, again, when I was growing up, it was basically just magazines and commercials and, you know, movies where it would showcase these happy, bright, smiling people. And, you know, even though it was something where it was like, oh gosh, you know, that's the ideal. And, you know, you're going through the grocery store in the checkout line and you're looking at these covers, these magazines, and you're like looking at these stick thin models and thinking, gosh, that's what I need to get to. And you see all these, like, you know, 10 tricks to lose 10 pounds in 3 days, and you just are dying to do that. You think that's reality. At the same time, that is a model, that is an actress, that is somebody who's very far removed from you. I think that it's gotten worse nowadays, just because now it's not just the people that you don't know. It's even people that you do know. It's your neighbor. It's your friend. You're seeing these gorgeous pictures. And even though you know this person in real life and you know maybe they are not this like prim and polished, seeing these constant photos of their pictures, you know, filtered with the perfect filter and their face just looking always 100% like glowing, like the face of, you know, the cover of a magazine, it can slowly start to chip away and make you feel like not only maybe that they are at their goals or they've reached them, or maybe just like, you know, pure aesthetics wise, these people are just like bright, shining, beautiful people that have never had a zit in a day in their life. But it also can give you the impression that their life is, you know, again, the actual life, not just themselves as their body and their weight goals, but their actual life is polished and organized and perfect. And it's not full of frustrations like yours is, where that's absolutely 100% not true. People are going to showcase what they want you to see. And remember, I'll just throw out there, it's not a bad thing. Like, we don't have to tear apart, like I would consider it almost like art. We've, you know, for years and years had Renaissance painters painting artwork that's the ideal of the time, you know, and it used to, luckily for them, be these very voluptuous women, you know, were like the ideal, and, you know, the pale, opaque skin and, you know, just all of these things used to be beauty standards. And we've always painted and adored and liked to look at the ideal. And that's not a bad thing. It's okay to look at the ideal as long as we remind ourselves that that is the ideal. That's the artistic impression of what we strive to be nowadays. And we don't need our ideal to be the exact, you know, standard of beauty that's out there right this minute. That's, you know, the current standard of beauty. In the 90s, okay, first of all the models were like 90 pounds. And we all had like these ridiculously thin eyebrows. Like everyone did. That was what we did. That is why I have no eyebrows left. That is why I now have to draw them back in place, because I lived through the 90s and I plucked my eyebrows to like, you know, 5 hairs wide all the way across, you know, because Gwen Stefani was doing it. And that was beautiful at the time. And now I cannot get my eyebrows to grow back to something that is the beauty standards of today. So remember, times change and beauty standards change, and what you need to decide is what is best for you. I have a huge goal as a parent. I want to teach my children that what is cool and what is, you know, good and what is something that they should strive to do and love and crave is whatever is good for them. I remember growing up, I was a very shy child and I was always looking around me to decide like, what's cool, what's cool. I remember when I got into middle school and I was starting to listen to like music on the radio. And I remember asking my friend, like, you know, what songs are cool? What songs are cool? I was so nervous that someone hear me listening to something that wasn't cool and judge me. And I look back now and I think of all the angst I went through and how much pressure I put on myself when honestly, nobody around me cared. Like, we, again, as I've said before, we all kind of have that inner turmoil of trying to be accepted and fit in. And I think as an adult, one of the beautiful things I've learned, as much as adulting totally stinks, we, you know, paying bills, paying taxes, going to work, all that stuff is awful. Something that I do love about now being an adult and having more of a big picture perspective of the world is I do now understand that what is cool is whatever I love, whatever I like, it doesn't matter. You know, and guess what? What is absolutely 100% always cool and every single person's always going to agree is confidence and just pure owning it. Just knowing like this is what I love, what I enjoy. And anyone who judges you, 9 times out of 10, it's more about them than it is about you. I've seen so many people over the years looking at others and going, oh, like what are they wearing? And oh my gosh, guess what? The only reason they care what clothes are on another human's body is if they themselves are constantly worried about what is on their body. And I guarantee that deep down, anyone who is judging anyone else, they are also slightly jealous if that person is completely rocking it and completely just loving themselves and showcasing this beautiful person that's happy to be who they are and what they are. And I guarantee too, that person can make them come around and lighten up if they just have this brazen, here I am world attitude and just own it, just love it, just enjoy it. I noticed now my son, he's 8 years old, my oldest, and he has started sort of this
you know, natural human path of he's, you know, first he was into Pokemon, and then now this is the summer of Harry Potter. We've introduced him to Harry Potter. And I do notice he gets a little nervous to ask, like, when his friends come around, like, hey, do you like Harry Potter? Do you like Pokemon? And if they don't, I can see him getting a little nervous, like, oh gosh, I don't want to look like I like it. And I, again, this is why as a parent, I want to just say, hey, look, rock it, love it, and own it. Just enjoy it. It doesn't matter. You can like Pokemon till you're 100. It doesn't matter. You can love it. You just, maybe through your passion and your love for it, you'll bring somebody else who never even like tried, looked at it, knew what it was, into it, and have them just love it too. Or maybe they'll just be like, hey, good for you, and move on. But the best person you can ever be is a person who you love and you adore, and whatever you love, that's what matters. You just gravitate towards that and be confident and just showcase it and grab it by the reins and run with it. So today, I just want you to think about this. I want you to, first of all, stop scrolling through social media. If I can get you to reduce your time there, you'll be amazed at how much more time you now have available to you to try other things. And it can be as simple as this. You reduce your scrolling through your phone like by 1 hour a day, for example. And in that hour, I'm not saying you have to go work out. I'm not saying you have to go exercise. I'm not saying any of that. What I'm saying is perhaps instead you listen to a book on tape or watch a movie while you're doing the dishes. And then normally you would have done the dishes the next morning, but now guess what? That next morning you have all this time available. And maybe that's when you decide to go take a walk. So just thinking about how you can carve tiny little minutes of time away from things that might be detrimental and maybe putting them towards more positive things, something that's moving you more. Or if you're going to scroll through social media, go get on your treadmill or go take a walk and, like, you know, maybe scroll through for 5 minutes and say, okay, now I have to walk a little more, and then sit down on a bench and scroll through for 5 minutes. Okay, now I have to walk a little more, whatever it is. Let's see how we can take your natural daily habits and build them into more positive, you know, place where it's actually going to support your goals. Next, when you are scrolling through social media, I want you to keep in mind, this is that person showcasing their ideal. And as much as you might judge them putting a filter and taking 300 selfies until the perfect one looks absolutely perfect, you know, we all do it. You know, you wouldn't want a nasty, you know, horrible, terrible picture of yourself out there. So you understand that it is just them wanting to showcase their best foot forward. And let's be honest, when people are doing the opposite and they're doing the woe is me posts where they're like, oh, poor me, blah, blah, blah. You know, a lot of times you judge that too, most likely. It could be a cry for help that you need to pay close attention to and go see if that person needs anything. Or it could be something where it's drama and attention based and you probably won't like that either. So just, I would say, take everything with a grain of salt. Don't let it get to you. And if you can, reduce your time on social media or scrolling through and shopping and try to put it towards other areas of your life. Even again, if it's just getting to your next to-do, you know, task on your to-do list, it can free up some additional time that you can then fill with things that are more supportive of you and your own goals and your own hobbies and your own interests, things that are going to nurture and enrich your life way more than just sitting and looking at this content and seeing what other people are doing. And I know I sound like I'm shooting myself in the foot here, because I have the Facebook group that I really encourage you to be in and to, you know, chat with me and to see all of this content that I'm putting out there. But hey, there's also a podcast. So therefore, I would say, get up, go take a walk, listen to me on the podcast. And I hope that today you remember, just remember that nobody's life is perfect. Everybody's, you know, not got their stuff together. But the more that you can just own what you love, who you are, and what you love about yourself, the absolute better that you're going to be, and the more you are going to completely and totally rock your weight loss goals and every other goal you have for yourself. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
If you liked this episode and dig my style, I invite you to check out our website, motivationdepot.net. Here you'll find exciting new motivational courses, resources, tools, printables, and awesome products. Also, you can find out about how you can work with me as your coach. Finally, don't forget to join us in our free Weight Loss Motivation Facebook group. I look forward to seeing you there.